Pictures. Musical Pictures. Here's another in the series of programs for the first, second, third, and fourth grade students of Kanawha County Schools, presented by the Junior League of Charleston, the Kanawha County Board of Education, and WCHS. Programs are heard in school classrooms where children draw pictures or engage in various projects relating to the broadcasts. Today's script was written by Kit Magnuson and is entitled The Firebird. And now, today's story. Suppose you wanted to tell a story. Now, one way to tell it would be to have people take the parts of different characters and dance out the story with music to accompany them. This is called a ballet. About 50 years ago, a famous ballet artist decided to put several old Russian fairy tales together in the form of a ballet. Then he asked a young Russian composer, Igor Stravinsky, to write the music. The title of the ballet was The Firebird. Now, the story of the Firebird is a fairy tale as familiar to Russian children as, well, Little Red Riding Hood is to you. Russian grandmothers for centuries have been telling the story of the Firebird, Prince Ivan and his princess, and the evil monster Kastchi. In a ballet, there is no talking, just dancing and music, with brilliantly colored costumes and scenery. It's a feast for the eyes. But since we must depend on our ears today, our characters will speak and tell you what they look like and what they do in the story. Then you will hear the music and you will try to see them in your imagination dancing their parts in Stravinsky's The Firebird.
I am Prince Ivan of Russia. When I am hunting, as I am today, I wear a simple brown hunting suit and boots. I like to hunt in the forests with my bow and arrow. Today, I have come into a part of the forest they say is enchanted. The trees seem to sparkle with a strange green glow. There is one tree with golden apples hanging from it. Gigantic birds and winged horses flit through the trees. I carry my bow stretched tightly, ready to destroy any creature that may attack me. I sense that something mysterious is about to happen.
Firebird. My arms and face are those of a beautiful young girl, but my body is covered with golden feathers tipped with orange flame. On my head I wear a golden crown with a long, blazing red feather rising from the center. All around me I cast a brilliant golden light. When I dance, I seem to fly and flutter. I don't like to stay on the ground. I wave my arms constantly. Like a real bird, I want to be free to soar and spin above the earth.
Thank you.
When this strange creature descended into the forest, I hid in the thicket. The golden light from her feathers dazzled me. I felt I must capture this magnificent bird. I darted from my hiding place and seized her. She was so frightened and pleaded for her freedom so piteously, I didn't have the heart to keep her prisoner, so I released her. So grateful was she for my kindness, she plucked the long, shining red feather from her head and gave it to me, saying,
"This feather is a magic charm, Prince Ivan. If you are ever in trouble, you need only wave it in the air, and I will come flying to your aid. Goodbye, until we meet again."
I watched transfixed as the firebird flew away. Concealing the magic feather in my tunic, I turned to continue my hunting when suddenly 12 beautiful princesses in long dresses and little caps ran in, waving colorful scarves. They danced a folk dance around the golden apple tree. One who was even more beautiful than the rest came toward me, and we danced together.
Princess who danced with Prince Ivan. We fell in love and we had such fun dancing and playing with my sisters in the forest that I just couldn't tell him that we were all captives of the terrible monster Kastchi, who ruled over the enchanted forest. Suddenly the forest became mysteriously dark. My sisters and I ran and hid. Before he could join us, Prince Ivan was surrounded by dozens of weird creatures. Some of them had heads like fierce animals, and their bodies were green and brown and other colors. They danced around Ivan, threatening to harm him. I knew they were the slaves of the evil magician, Kastchi. Kastchi himself appeared in their midst.
I am Kastchi. On my head I wear a crown of burning gold. My body is a skeleton, and my fingernails, which are as long as my hands, clutch and claw at the air in search of victims to satisfy my enormous appetite. Death to the trespassers. Just as I was about to grab the prince and tear him to shreds, he whipped a brilliant red feather out of his tunic and began waving it madly in the air. I moved in for my final attack on the prince when suddenly... and there was a great whirring and beating of wings, and the blazing firebird leaped between us carrying a gleaming golden sword which she handed the prince.
The sword the firebird gave me, I killed the evil Kastchi. The beautiful princess and I were married under a golden canopy in my castle. A gigantic wedding cake, aglow with hundreds of candles, was brought in, while the wedding bells rang out joyously. Soaring free in the blue sky overhead, casting a golden glow over our wedding feast, was the beautiful and magnificent Firebird.
Has been another musical pictures program for students in the first, second, third, and fourth grades of Kanawha County Schools. Today's in-school listening program was entitled The Firebird and was written by Kit Magnuson, your narrator Ned Scaff. Heard in today's program were Joan Young, Kit Magnuson, Gerald Stock, and Dan Lucas. Musical Pictures is presented by the Junior League of Charleston and Kanawha County Schools and is heard each Wednesday at 9:15 a.m. and 2:15 p.m. as another free educational presentation of WCHS News Radio 580 Charleston, West Virginia.